FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sieta Cruz, and today we're diving deep into something super important. Building emotional resilience through mindfulness. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a pitching machine? Like you're constantly being bombarded with stress, anxiety, or just plain overwhelm? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a secret weapon we can all wield to navigate these choppy waters. Mindfulness. It sounds kinda woo-woo, right? But trust me, it's not about chanting and burning sage, though that might be fun. It's about becoming aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment, like observing the clouds drifting by just watching them roll in and out. Let's get real, building emotional resilience isn't about becoming some superhuman Zen master who never feels anything. It's about learning to ride those waves of emotion, even the gnarly ones, with grace and understanding. Think of it like this. We all have an inner voice, right? Sometimes that voice is a cheerleader pumping us up, and other times it's that grumpy critic throwing shade. Mindfulness helps us become aware of that voice, so we can choose to listen to the wise one instead of getting dragged down by negativity. Alright, here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build that inner fortress of resilience. Number 1, practice self-compassion. You know those little voices in our heads that tell us we're not good enough. Time to silence those jerks. Be kind to yourself, just like you'd be kind to a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone stumbles and falls, it's part of being human. Number 2, cultivate awareness. This is the heart of mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations throughout the day. Notice when you feel stressed, anxious, or even just bored. Simply observing these things without judgment is a powerful first step. Imagine it like training your inner detective becoming super observant about your own emotional landscape. Number 3, find your grounding techniques. This could be anything from taking deep breaths to going for a walk in nature to listening to your favorite music. Having these go-to strategies helps you center yourself when things get hectic. You know that feeling when you're about to lose it and suddenly remember your secret superpower. Taking 3 slow deep breaths. Boom. Instant calm. Number 4, challenge negative thoughts. When those pesky critics start whispering in your ear, don't just accept what they say. Ask yourself if there's another way to look at the situation. Often, we magnify problems or assume the worst. Think of it like training a puppy, you need to redirect their barking towards something more constructive. And lastly, number 5, celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your achievements and progress. This helps build confidence and reinforces those positive feelings. Imagine a little victory dance every time you successfully navigate a challenging situation, it's contagious. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and trying to maintain some semblance of sanity. One day, she's feeling completely overwhelmed by the chaos. Instead of spiraling into panic mode, she remembers her mindfulness practice. She takes a few deep breaths, focuses on her senses, the warmth of the sun on her skin, the scent of fresh coffee brewing, and gently reminds herself that this too shall pass. Sarah shifts her perspective, acknowledging the challenge but choosing not to be consumed by it. This is the magic of emotional resilience. Learning to meet challenges head-on with awareness, self-compassion, and a healthy dose of mindful maneuvering. So, remember, building emotional resilience isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. Embrace those moments of discomfort, learn from them, and keep practicing those mindfulness techniques. You got this. Keep tuning in for more tips on navigating the roller coaster of life with grace and intention. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences. Let's build a supportive community together. Until next time, stay mindful, stay resilient, and keep rocking that dopamine damage control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.